style? Does it matter? Is it important? What would it be like without your favorite tile? All these questions will be answered and more on this, the next episode of the Poop to Do Review Podcast.
To all who come to this happy place.
Of course, we all have a stake in seeing that this portion of the Queen's American Goodwill Tour is completed. And we can all take pride that the Queen has chosen our visit. Indeed, it is for all the people who will be able to share in the celebration. Especially excited will be the Queen's public appearances. We also would like to...
Whoops! Uh-oh.
Welcome.
We've got all the vital information for you.
The Poop to Do Review.
For number one and for number two.
The Poop to Do Review.
If you love the Loos that are at Disney.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Poop-Dee-Doo Review. I'm your host, Lou Review Matt. Thank you so much for joining me today. Once again, as it seems to be the case with all of my recent episodes, I apologize for the road noise. As a reminder, I have not flown since March. And given the nature of my job, I have a lot of country to travel. And I have used that road time to the best of my ability by recording podcast episodes. So I know the background noise can be a little annoying, and I apologize for that immensely. However, I hope you can listen through it to the really important message of the day. And today's message is tile. You love tile, don't you? We all love tile. What's tile made out of? Ceramic? Ceramic tile. Marble tile? A lot of tile out there, a lot of types of tile. We're not here to talk about any type of tile, though. We're here to talk about Disney parks and resort tile. Ah, you're getting me, aren't you? You know what I'm talking about. You know how important the tile work is at your favorite bathroom. Imagine, if you will, that tile is gone, replaced with nothing but stark white ceramic. Contractor-grade crap that they found in the waste bin behind your local Lowe's. Up on the walls at what was heretofore your favorite WW Lou, now suddenly a stark white, you know, bathroom that is more reminiscent of something that belongs in a subway station than you would expect to see at your favorite place on earth. Sorry to take you on that journey. Mentally scrub that image from your mind. The good news is that will never happen. We will always have good tile at Disney parks and resorts, always. And I want to talk today about why it's important. Why do we care? What's the big deal about tile at Disney? Well, first of all, let's go back to theming. You know, we talk a lot about theming on this podcast and really about any podcast that has to do with Disney parks and resorts. And why is that? Well, because theming is what immerses you. It's what takes you away from the stress and the anguish of the daily reality that we all experience and transports you to a place that where you can just kind of discard your troubles at the door and go to a world that, you know, up to this point had only been imagined in a movie or maybe seen on YouTube. Well, now you're there, right? And we've talked about this a lot, that one of the cool things about many of the Disney parks and resorts restrooms are that you don't lose that immersion when you cross the threshold into the bathroom. And, you know, a lot of people make fun of us for talking about that, but most people are aware of the phrase the Disney bubble. we all know how important that bubble is. Some people just, you know, when they go there for, especially if you're traveling from Europe, you know, you guys come here and you vacation for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. You're in the bubble for like a month, right? It's a big deal. You don't want to step out of that. And why on earth would you be in Tomorrowland, you know, which is, you know, the land of the future, bringing us tons of promise and exciting new prospects for technology and living our life at its best. And then you turn a corner and walk into a bathroom that looks like something out of a 70s sitcom. It looks like the bathroom out of on Taxi. We never saw the bathroom on the TV show Taxi, I don't think. But imagine Louis De Palma using the bathroom in Taxi, and you walk into that, and you're like, wait a minute, I was just in Tomorrowland. Why am I here at this bathroom that's been trashed by Danny DeVito? You see what I mean? You want to remain in the bubble at all times, even when you're using the bathroom, right? And so theming is important. And, you know, we talk about the elements of theming when it comes to restrooms, and they apply for the most part to just about everywhere. But, you know, we talk about background music and how important that is. And man, it's really important in some bathrooms. It's a game changer for some bathrooms. It can take a mediocre at best restroom on property and turn it into something that's, well, worth talking about on a podcast while you're driving down the road. But there's other elements too. Lighting is very important. And, you know, the fixtures even are important. What kind of basin do you have? What's the faucet shape like? What are the hand dryers like, right? But the thing that I think is the most striking to all of us when we walk into a Disney park and resort loo, the thing that catches our eye immediately is the tile work. Now, we may not stop and think about it and consciously think, man, this tile work's awesome. But on a subconscious level, I think we all have an appreciation for when it's done right and when it's done well. And thankfully, there are tons of excellent tile work seen throughout the property. There's a fellow that follows the blog. I haven't talked to him in a couple of years, but and by the way, if you don't know this, this podcast, the Poop-De-Doo Review, was born of my blog, which is the WDW Lou Review, which can be found, perhaps not coincidentally, at www.loureview.com. At any rate, I did a review on the restroom at Tiffin's, which is the signature dining experience at Animal Kingdom. And one of the people who followed the blog made a comment on, you know, how well the tile work was done. And turns out this guy does tile work for a living. And so he truly, I mean, it's his job, right? So he really has an appreciation for a job well done. I don't think we all have to be I don't even know what a tile person, a tileist, a tile layer, a wainscoter. I'm not sure what the term is, but I don't think we all have to lay tile for a living to appreciate good tile work. But this guy's point stands to this day, which is that when it's done well, you know, you may not notice the individual elements that the person who put the tile up, you know, put into the work, or the individual thoughts that an Imagineer would put into designing a particular tile pattern. But standing back at the door and taking the whole restroom in, you can still appreciate a job well done. And so I think, first of all, let's talk about Tiffin's. Tiffin's is a great example of great tile work. Now, granted, it's a newer restroom. And I think those of you who spend any time on property realize there's a really impressive dichotomy between the older restrooms and the newer restrooms. That's not to say that some of the older restrooms, Imagination Pavilion, are bad, per se. But I think that the tile work in the newer restrooms in particular really takes you to another level. And Tiffin's is a great example of it. It's really about three primary or core colors. But especially the wainscoting, which is, you know, the tile work up to about waist height, is phenomenal. And, you know, I would encourage you to go to the blog, www.loureview.com, and just check out that review there. It's not too far back in the archives. Take a look at the tile work. You'll be very impressed with the kind of work that they did. It ties well into the theme of an African restaurant or an exotic restaurant, and transports you. And you walk in that bathroom, and you're like, this bathroom belongs in this restaurant. You know, this is, it fits its surroundings quite well. I think there are many other things we can talk about in terms of restaurants, and we'll probably talk about a restaurant tile edition at some point in time. I don't want to get too deep into that, though. Let's not get too deep into specifics today. Let's talk about another tile that is often maligned and yet is still beloved by many of us, and that's what I call the Tile of Terror. which is essentially the tile pattern that you find at the front of the house of Hollywood Studios. So if you go into a restroom that's, you know, outside the park, you know, before you go in, if you use a loo that's near the front of the park, near the, where you get the strollers, perhaps, where the Coca-Cola guy is standing there, right? Or any of the restrooms on Sunset Boulevard, there is a particular tile pattern that is featured throughout all of these. And you'd know it if you saw it immediately. It may not come to mind as you're thinking about it, but if you were to look at a picture of it right now, I guarantee you, if you've been to Hollywood Studios at least a couple times, you're going to say, that's the Hollywood Studios tile pattern, because it is truly their signature pattern. It is an amalgamation, a kind of a swirling pattern of purple and blue and yellow and black. The colors, when I see them, remind me somewhat of Sully on Monsters Incorporated. But it's a truly a unique pattern that is only found in the restrooms, the older restrooms, obviously, near the front of the park. Now, there are some exceptions to this. For example, Rock and Roller Coaster bathroom doesn't even have anything, you know, does not have this tile in it at all. But Sunset Boulevard and the front part of the park definitely features it. And you look at it, and at first glance, you think this is, you don't know what to think about this. The colors are kind of haphazardly thrown together. The pattern is, I guess, interesting, but not very. And you stare at these colors, and you're thinking, this is hideous. Now, that was my first reaction, was like, oh, that's interesting. The next time I went in, I was like, you know, these colors are everywhere. I'm not sure I like them. The third time, I'm like, man, this is, I just don't think I like this. And then eventually, I was like, you know, I like these colors. I like this pattern. It reminds me of Hollywood Studios. And so it takes on an element of kitsch, if you will. There's this element of nostalgia that, even though it may not be your favorite color scheme or your favorite tile work, because you identify it with a place that you love to visit and that you miss, it becomes something more than it really is, right? And so, to me, that's some Disney magic right there. I mean, how can you take just four or five colored tiles, put them down in a pattern that initially you dislike, and then eventually you're like, man, I miss these tiles. I wish I was there. Hey, honey, how much do you think it would cost to put this tile pattern in our bathroom? You know, that kind of conversation. That's Imagineering for you. That's some quality work. And so I think, again, I think you know, most of you probably know the tile that I'm talking about. But if not, go back to the blog, www.loureview.com, and look up the Tile of Terror article that or piece that I wrote, and you'll be able to see it for yourself. And I know that as soon as you see it, you're going to be like, oh, that tile. Yeah. That's one of my favorites. Anyway, it's excellent tile work. Let's move beyond Hollywood Studios, or at least the front of the house. And let's talk about some more recent tile work, okay? Let's talk about the tile work that is in the new Star Wars land, right? So we're going to Batuu, right? This is a space outpost. It's way out on the outer rim, you know, in terms of the Star Wars galaxy. We're nowhere near the core, nowhere near Coruscant, you know, nowhere near Corellia. We're not even a fly speck on a map that, you know, the First Order is looking at, except they do have an outpost there. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we're out in the middle of nowhere. You know, do we expect fancy bathrooms? No, absolutely not. We don't. What we expect is utilitarian stuff, right? So what about the tile at Galaxy's Edge? What is it like? What's it look like? Well, I mean, if you've been there, then you know it's not a whole lot to write home about, right? I mean, it's pretty drab. It's not a tile that you would expect to find. I mean, you would not be surprised to find it at a public restroom somewhere, you know, at an airport or something like that, right? So why am I talking about it then? Well, because there are little nods to the Star Wars galaxy. You know, I don't know if you've noticed, but when you look at the Star Wars movies, the old ones in particular, but the new ones too, everything's got a little patina on it, a little varnish, a little rust. There's carbon scoring from lasers, you know. The spaceships, they're not clean and polished and shiny. No, no, they've seen some wear and tear. A lot of the equipment in the Star Wars universe has, too. And why wouldn't you expect to see some of that on Batuu, at Black Spire Outpost? Well, of course you would, and you do. There's weathering on these tiles, intentionally done, right? I mean, this is not just they didn't find 40-year-old tile and slap it up on the wall. No, somebody took a few moments and said, you know, we got to make these tiles fit into Black Spire. It's got to work for us. So you're going to see some fake rust on there. You're going to see maybe some fake mildew on there, you know? And again, at first glance, someone might be repulsed by that. But when you stop to really think about the amount of neurons that were recruited to design a bathroom that kept you in the Star Wars universe, when someone could have just have easily, cheaply came in under budget on a bathroom, you know, for Galaxy's Edge, you kind of have to have a layer of admiration or a level of admiration that maybe you didn't have there before. At least I do. Obviously I do. I've talked to you for 15 minutes about tile work in bathrooms at Disney World, right? So, now, I mentioned the Imagination Pavilion. And, you know, this is that bathroom kind of on the backside of Imagination is something that's come up many, many times in my conversations with Jesse Biseglia and his brothers, Jamie and Josiah. Jesse, by the way, if you don't know, is the host of the WDW Big Q podcast. Big shout out to Jesse. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Got to stop the presses. I got to give a big shout out to another very important guy in the whole WDW podcast universe. This is Sam Biseglia, huge guy. He's a big guy, big news, big name. You're going to learn more about Sam in the future, but I'm telling you, Sam is Jesse's son. There, and Sam has never been to Disney, but I will tell you this much right now. This kid knows more about Disney World than half the people who have been there half a dozen times. That's because he's being raised properly in a good God-fearing household that respects Disney parks and resorts. So, hey, Sam, if you're listening, I am really happy you're listening. You are the coolest dude ever. I can't wait to meet you. And I know you can't wait to go to Disney World for your first trip. Your dad's going to make it very special. Seriously. All right. Now, undoubtedly, a bathroom that Sam will go to on his first trip is the Imagination Loo. Now, again, we've talked about this quite a bit, but when you approach the loo from the outside, what do you see? Well, you see the backside of the, you know, the glass pyramid from that pavilion, but then you just see red. There is this bright, you know, red wagon red, you know, radio flyer red that is just plastering the walls outside the loo, and you're thinking, what am I going to walk into, right? Well, you walk in, it's mostly kind of lighter blues. There's a few other colors in there. And this is one of the restrooms where I'm like, well, I mean, the tile work isn't fancy at all, right? But then you factor in that you're listening to some of the original Imagination Pavilion background music. You factor in the fact that it's kind of a quieter restroom that doesn't get as much traffic as some of the other higher profile, you know, restrooms do. And suddenly you start to realize, you know, the tile work is a piece of the puzzle. And yes, it's old. Of course it's old. You know, this tile in this room, the bathroom is probably 35, 40 years old already, or darn near close to it, right? And you think, well, it's nothing special. And you know what? If it was taken by itself, it wouldn't be something special. But when you look at it as a part of the bathroom experience there, it becomes an essential part of that bathroom. It becomes, you know, if you were to walk in there tomorrow and it was changed to, you know, some other color you didn't expect, not only would you be disappointed, but you'd probably be a little mad. Like, what are they doing mucking around with my Imagination Loo, right? This is a big deal. Once again, tile plays a role in your peeing and pooping satisfaction. Write that down. Tile plays a role in your peeing and pooping satisfaction. Very important. Don't underestimate the power of tile. I got one more to talk about, not too far away from Imagination. Let's go to Soarin' around the world, all right? And, you know, when they revamped Soarin' to change it from Soarin' over California to Soarin' around the world, they also redid the bathroom down there on the first floor, which is just outside the entrance queue, or the entrance to the queue for Soarin'. There are lots of examples of really impressive tile work that is not only impressive but not subtly impressive, that just kind of hits you over the head, and you're like, and you just walk out of the bathroom, and you're like, immediately you're just struck by the fact that somebody did a really good job. This is one of those bathrooms. The entire bathroom is done in a pastoral tile scheme where you've got fields of green, and then you've got skies of blue overhead. You've got clouds in the sky. You've got you walk in there and you feel like you are soaring, or you're getting ready to soar over these beautiful pastures and fields. It really sets the stage not only for going pee, but it sets the stage for soaring. And honestly, even if you go after you're on soaring, you still feel like you're part of that attraction. And again, it's not subtle. I mean, this is tile work that screams, "Look at me! This is really awesome tile work!" And the guy who put this up, he's really awesome too, and that's fine. It doesn't have to be subtly good. It can be astoundingly good. But the fact of the matter is, it is good tile work, and once again, it gives you a unique bathroom experience at Walt Disney World that you otherwise wouldn't have. And so, just a big shout out to the Department of Lou Imagineering. We here at the home office are still hoping and praying that this department exists. And if it doesn't, let me know, Chapek. I'll be happy to be the first guy to work there. So if you need to tap somebody for that, me and I got a three friends in New York who I think we could make up the entire department for you, get this thing going right. But at any rate, I think that we have to, if we're fans of Disney and we're fans of all the little details of Disney, then number one, you have to be fans of the bathroom. And number two, if you're fans of the bathroom, then you have to have an appreciation for the tile work. So A equals B, B equals C, A equals C. If you're fans of Disney World, you're fans of the tile work in the bathroom. That's it. Done. Algebra lesson over. My work here is complete. If I die today on the road, I will die a happy man, knowing that I have imparted my love of the tile work in the bathrooms at Walt Disney World to all of the masses, all five of you. Okay, six of you maybe, I don't know. All of you who are listening to me talk about bathrooms. Hey, real quick before I wrap things up, thank you again, as always, for taking time out of your day to listen to me. I got to be honest, if it's not obvious, this is very therapeutic for me. COVID-19 has, not to wax too serious, but COVID-19 has really upended so many lives, millions, not to mention those who died. But those of us who remain, financially, mentally, emotionally, it's changed everything. And that's probably the understatement of the year. But to be able to utilize this time that I have on the road to talk to you and to share some passionate thoughts about some things that I think are important in this world that maybe all of us don't stop to consider, this is great for me. So I hope that, with each episode, this one included, that you can, put down your phone and at least acknowledge that, even though I'm a little crazy, maybe this guy speaks the truth to some degree anyway. And I would love, by the way, to hear about your favorite tile experiences at Disney World. I think all of us have got an appreciation, or most of us have got some level of appreciation for the tile work. This is the time to reach out for me. I love to hear from you guys. Seriously, it makes my day. Send me an email, www.loureview@gmail.com. You can also go to the website, www.loureview.com, and there's a section for comments. You can leave a message to me on Facebook Messenger. We are under www.loureview. You can even call me. I'm not giving my number, but if you get lucky and happen to dial it, call me and tell me what you think about the tile work, the bathrooms. No, really though, I do want to know, what your favorites are. I barely scratched the surface here. There are so many great examples of really cool tile work in the bathrooms on property. Send me a message, let me know your favorites. And if I haven't reviewed it on the blog, maybe I can do that for you. All right, guys. Listen, as always, thanks again so much for your time. Continue to weather the storm that is life right now, and know that a bigger, brighter future is just on the horizon. Know that I care about you deeply, and that I appreciate all your support. So thanks so much, and until next time, friends, bottoms down and thumbs up.